Blog Talk Radio.
Guess it's true, I'm not good at a one-night stand, but I still need love, cause I'm just a man. These nights never seem to go to plan. I don't want you to leave, will you hold my hand? Oh, won't you stay with me? Cause you're all I need. This ain't love, it's clear to see. But darling, it's not a good look and some self-control. Deep down I know this never works, but you can lay with me so it doesn't hurt. Oh, won't you stay with me? Cause you're all.
Mondays with your sexy host Emma E. Tukane, and it's another blessed Monday. Thank you everybody for tuning in through all your social networks, whether it be through Facebook, Instagram, however that you're listening to me, calling in. Good morning. I'm blessed to be here. Today we're going to have just a half an hour show. We're just having a half an hour show this morning. The devil is a liar, and I will continue the task at hand, which is to give you a show Monday morning, and that's what I've woken up to do. So you can call in 347-826-7722 and listen to the show, or check me out via www.lushradioonline.com. or www.emmaetouquet.com. Make sure you follow us on all the social networks. Just go to Google and type in Emma E. Tukane. Make sure you type in Lush Radio Online. Type in E2K Worldwide LLC. And you'll find us. You know, we appreciate you. We are the people's voice. So I'm here speaking for the people. And I know there's a couple of announcements that I want to make, which is I want to talk about, you know, I always like to talk with the correct information in front of me. So I want to talk about our E2K first annual Walk for a Cause event, which is happening. The official date, we're giving it at the end of this month. But it's happening at the ending of October. We're just waiting for the permit, so we can't give you an actual date until the date is confirmed by the city. We are doing it in Florida. Those that are interested to do sponsorship can contact me at e2kworldwidellc@gmail.com. And if you want to give early donations, well, not early, we've already started to collect donations. No amount is too small. Make sure you donate at e2kworldwidellc@gmail.com. Use that email as a PayPal. So if you have PayPal, you can PayPal me to E2K Worldwide LLC. Those that want to register and live in Florida or want to come down for just that particular event, we welcome you as well. Make sure you send us an email with your interest so we can be able to send you the forms at E2K Worldwide LLC. And that's E2K First Annual Walk for a Cause event. Of course, we already have our early sponsors like PR Flags Up and Lush Radio Online. And, you know, other sponsors are to be mentioned as we go along. We have to wait confirmation for the rest. But again, we appreciate any donations early because, you know, we will need those donations to make it happen. This will be the first annual in Florida. And it's for a good cause. It's for domestic violence awareness, as October is the month of domestic violence awareness, so it's only fitting that we do it in October. We're going to collect the funds collected from the from people that register and give it to two different separate organizations that we've been watching through this year do a lot of work and put a lot of work in. So we want to be able to assist in helping them meet their goals this year. You know, domestic violence needs to end, and it begins with us being educated and taking charge of our community, all communities. You know, one of my friends had told me, well, I'm going to go and donate in my community. And I told, you know, it doesn't matter what community you donate in, because let's be realistic, when you're a domestic violence, when you're going through domestic violence and you're a domestic survivor, you don't live where, you know, you was offended at. You don't live there because wherever the aggressor lives at, you don't live there no more. You live in another state, in another county. Some people live in hiding with their family. So you never know. Wherever you put the money is going to go to a family that's in need, that's in hiding, you know, that's going through it, that needs a plan to be able to get out of the situation. I'm going into my phone lines. Good morning, 347, y'all. We're MAE2K and Motivational Mondays.
What's up, Emma?
What's up? What's going on? Good morning. Who's this?
How you doing? It's Tone, yo.
Oh, I'm sorry. You know what? I can't just be like, guess what? And then
you're
wrong when they be like, no, this is Bob. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Nah, you ain't got it. Nah, it's home. I just seen you post up. You was on live, and I had a few minutes. I said, let me call in from the Bronx and show some love. You know what
I
up?
I appreciate that.
You know what's up,
what's
Emma?
What's up with you?
I'm
what's up with you this morning?
This morning, I'm feeling good, feeling blessed, feeling good, you know. About to start the day.
Okay.
And, shoot, I was just listening to everything you were saying, so I didn't want to interrupt while you were talking, so. But I heard everything.
Oh, no. You had the mute button. You couldn't interrupt me.
Excuse me.
You was on mute. Yeah, you was on mute. This is my show, baby.
All right, how about this? I thought I could have, but I didn't, so that's still respect regardless. I didn't know about the mute button.
Yeah, still respect. That's so respect.
You see?
A lot of respect. I appreciate that.
So after you broke our hearts up here in New York and moved down to Florida, how's it down there? How you been?
Well, I've been back and forth, actually. I've been back and forth, and I've still been maintaining my events into this year. You know, this year I'm just trying to bring a couple of things over here to the community that I'm at. You know what I'm saying? I got to spread the love, babe.
Of course. I don't see what you're doing. I see everything you're doing. I watch everything. I pay attention.
Somebody's watching me.
Oh, yeah. Two eyes, not creepy eyes, but two eyes from up here watching you. You know, as many times, as much as I can. I love those back in the day photos too. By the way, I like when you post those.
You be busy yourself too. I see you in the movie sets and
a little something,
filming
little something.
And okay, like all right.
Little
I'm not gonna spread all your business that you don't want to be spread, but I'm just saying.
Hey, whatever's out there is out there. There's nothing I can do about it. You know, I go. There's no such thing as privacy. I know you know that.
You know that. It's just limited. The only thing we have control of is like the limited of things, and sometimes not all the time, because now they go into your phones. They're taking your pictures. They take all your information. So everybody that don't want to be seen bucket naked, don't take bucket naked pictures, right?
Yeah, yep, exactly, yep. I mean, even if you take them, delete them off your phone, they're still in the system. People think they delete them and then that's it. Like, nah, they're still in there. They're just not maybe
on
your phone.
Oh, my God, I got to wait. Let me start thinking. Okay, no, never mind.
When I found out about that, I was like, oh, man, I'm done. I'm finished now. That's the end of me.
No,
oh, man.
You know what? Those pictures for us don't take effect until we, like, in the Forbes list, and then they find you.
True,
like,
true.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
That's true. Until
now it's like, whatever. Hey, we're not watching that. But let you get on the Forbes list, they start finding stuff from freaking 1986 when we didn't even have.
Well, you know what? I'll just start telling people and leaking stuff myself. Hey, look, I took pictures. Be ready to look at them. There's nothing compromising there, but, you know, if you like them, then like the photo.
On Friday at 2 p.m., stay tuned because I'm going to – these photos never seen. Nobody have found them, but I got them.
I'll draw all the traffic to my website, so I get a lot more people. So TMZ will be like, damn, he beat us to it.
He beat us to it.
Yeah, but I heard
control,
about the thing.
Yeah, that's the only control you have. It's like do it first before they do it because it's gonna be done. So you might as well, you know, do it yourself.
So you like it down there? I was down in when I did the movie thing. I was down in Orlando for about a week or two. You know what it is about Florida? I love Florida, but it's one of those places where it's like I'd love to visit, but I just couldn't live there. I don't know why.
You know what? I used to say the same thing for a long time. I used to say the same thing. You know, I have family out here that's been out here for the longest. And I always say the same thing. No, I love to, you know, a week top and I'm out of there. But when you have children, you know, as you can relate to me on this, when you have children that you feel that environment, the New York environment, is just not healthy for them or it's not good for them, then as a parent, you do whatever you need to do, you know, for them. And if you need to move 3,000 times or 3,000 miles or whatever to feel you giving them that opportunity or that better way of living for them, then you're going to do it. And that, and you know, and those really was my reasoning between that. And they already had hired me. I already had a gig to come here and be here for a while. So I said, you know what? Let me do both things at the same time. And when my contract was over already, I already kind of was living this life, sort of. You know what I mean? And I really liked it. I liked the fact, it took me a minute, but I liked the fact that when I go places, people now mean mugging me. They're like, good morning, you know. People want to have conversations. I don't have to be worried about no train and nobody being on top of me, helping me for
thing,
no damn reason after I paid to get in the train. And, you
know. I know. That's funny, though. You get a good morning instead of a carajo. You know what I mean? Like, who you looking at? Like.
And it took me a minute. Let me tell you how it took me a minute. Like, people, you was just smiling for no reason. I'm like, why is everybody smiling at me? Why, but you know, and I asked my mother, why everybody? And I was in a rush, you know. I came here with my New York, you know, a minute. Have you rush? I was going to the supermarket. I'm seeing everybody walking so slow. I'm like, why they don't hurry up? And I'm over here rushing. And my mother's like, what are you rushing to? I'm like, I gotta get on the line. We gotta hurry up because I already had that New York mentality. Even driving. You know, people will stop in the stop signs, and you will really literally get mad because they want to let you go first. You're like, no, you go. There's an argument about who goes first.
Uh-huh. It's crazy. It happens when I go everywhere. And I usually go places temporarily. Like the longest I've ever been anywhere may have been 2 weeks when I like go to LA or something. And it is crazy when they just walk up, good morning. And at first you like, because you're used to saying good morning out here, and somebody's like, well, what you mean by that? Or what I mean? Like, what are you trying to say? You trying to set me up? It's like, no, I'm saying good morning. But I hear what you're saying. It's something to get used to. But that's good though. As long as you good.
And I wanted that change already. It just came in the right time. Everything just kind of, merged at the right time. They say God has perfect timing, and, they never lie about that. And it was in a timing for me to make a change all around in my life, professionally and otherwise. And I don't regret the move. The only regret, of course, you leave friends behind, you leave people that you have better access to when you were living in the same state. But you know what? Next time you're down here, whether you're filming or not, come check a sister. Call me and all that. All my friends come down and they spend a week, and a real friend, find their way.
I ain't got to be working to do that. I can just come down and visit you. What you talking about?
Okay, I'm just saying I didn't want to put you on blast because we're on the radio. But
put me on blast. It's you. It ain't no. I'll do a little vlog on the trip to Tiama. I don't care.
So you come down to visit, and I'm gonna harass you now. That's it.
Nah,
okay.
No doubt. That's it. Well, I have to go down there anyway to this little red carpet for the film thing, but I can go down there. I mean, it's Florida. The good thing about Florida is the cheapest place to fly to.
It depends when you're flying because sometimes it gets a little expensive depending on the summer, like on the summer months. Because everybody's vacationing over here.
It's still not ridiculous, though. I mean, just to get down there, it's like, I mean, I've never paid more than $100 to go to Florida. For
not
one way.
Pockets is, yeah, because you got frequent mileage thing.
I don't have none of that.
You fly so
I don't. I don't even. That's the thing with me. I don't. All the times I flew, I've never done that. That's crazy, right?
Your point?
I don't book the flights.
Oh.
It's usually because
I went
one time with all my own money to go there, and it was cheap. But I mean, I don't book the flights. But I mean, I have booked flights before. Like, not every flight I take is through some business thing, but I just never did that. It's crazy, right?
Well, you gotta get into that mini.
Yeah, I probably could be flying as much as I flew, and I'm not even a big fan of flying. I probably could have flew back and forth to Florida like 10 times already free.
That's what I'm talking about.
I gotta start doing that, so maybe that'll be my next thing. But nah, going down there would be cool. Like I said, I love it down there. I just just a living thing, but you never know.
It's just, I mean, you have to just be open minded to things. And like I tell a couple of my friends that have already moved down here, by the way, it's got to be that time when you're ready for it.
Yep.
This place is a place you got to come down with. You got to be mentally prepared and ready for it. I was already ready for that change. I was just so tired of so many things. And as you know, I'm always in the community. A lot of the things that I do is based on giving back to the community. So I was just really, disappointed with just, giving so much and not seeing any changes or anyone else wanting to change. And, change starts with you. So I said, well, then I got to check myself and see what's something about me. And if I got to see my surroundings as well. And like I said, it was benefiting my children, which is still benefiting my children. It's the best move I've had for them, educational-wise and everything. In that case, me sacrificing a little bit, maybe I would have made a little extra money out there in up north, but money's not everything. Money's not everything. I'm
definitely
so comfortable. I'm good. It's not everything. So I'm comfortable. I'm good. My family's good. You know what I'm saying? I'm in a good position always to help someone else out. So I can't, I'm blessed, and I can't ask for nothing more than that. God always provides. Even when I'm like, how am I going to do this now? And something comes up or someone, hits me up. It's like, I'm here, do this. So it's like, man, I can't complain. Every time I catch myself complaining, I want to slap myself because I got no business doing that. You know what I mean? And so I just try to spread that motivation and that energy to other people because I know what it is. I lived out there somewhat years. You know what I mean? I know what that is, the hustle and bustle and the grind and the day-to-day. I know what that is. But it's not for everybody, you know? And again, I made the move because of my children. Dude, maybe I didn't want to have no kids. I probably still would have been out there doing the same thing, grinding and all that. But
well, it's that hurry up and wait thing. People just, it's like all the speed and all the fast moving up here. It's like, you know, people hurry up to get somewhere, and it's not even really time for them to get there yet. It's just that mentality, just moving fast and
hurry up.
You feel like you
got to
rush, and everybody's stepping on other people
but
just
I
to get somewhere.
Yeah, I got to get there first. Me first, and then the parking. Oh, let me tell you another thing about the parking. When I first moved over here, you know, I was paying tickets every month. I had two or three tickets, $115, this, that. You know, I was sending kids through college and all that, with that fund that I was paying, right? So I come here, and the first couple of days was so funny, hilarious, because I was getting up at the time, you know, we had to move the car. Like, I was getting up at those times, like, wait a minute. And my mom was like, what are you doing? I'm like, I got to move the car. She's like, you're in Florida. You don't got to do that here. It's in the garage. I'm like, oh my god.
Yeah, your clock gotta get reprogrammed too when you're down here.
Everything. I had to reprogram myself with everything. I was like, wow, this is a real change. This is really starting new. And all that stress. And then I found how stressful that was because that, you know, that's embedded in us. We're not trying to catch a ticket, so we're like on point. Like, oh, time is it? You know, of a is the essence. If we put a quarter and the quarter says just half an hour, we already timing us. So we gotta be back in 25 minutes because we're not even gonna wait. You know, to to another five and catch a ticket. So it releases a lot of stress, and I'm more stress free living here. I'm real more stress free, and there's no price for peace, man. So.
Oh, that's good. That's good to know, man. I mean, I see you. Like I said, I pay attention. I haven't seen any all F my life, and all. I haven't seen none of those. So I was like, oh, she must be chilling down there, you know? So
yeah, I'm good.
I'm not paying attention. I'll be watching you.
I appreciate that. I got to watch what I say now. Like
too late now. I already got a couple of little things underlined and saved. No, I'm kidding. I ain't got none of that. But I'm going to get ready to get my day a little bit, you know, get my day going up here. The good thing is the same time zone, so at least you ain't moving to a different time zone.
Yeah.
That would have been crazy.
Yeah.
But I'm going to keep
And we have a different
–
and I forgot about the winter, too. I forgot about the winter, too. I don't have to be all cold up. I don't shovel snow.
I'm a winter person. I love the winter, so I'm a winter person. I can't stand the summer, so that's another reason why I can't live down there. I like it cold.
I like that, like people think. You're not burning.
I mean, I know it's not, like, super hot, but I got to have, like, that 20 degrees. I need that snow. I need that.
You may get it. You may get it, like, in the December, January month. We might reach that in the morning.
Yeah, you probably could, but. Huh?
We wear hoodies here.
Yeah, I know, but still, I want it for like 4 or 5 months. I don't want it for no week. Like, it has to be long.
Yeah, so you spend winter over there. You spend winter over there and spring and everything else, you come down here.
Nah,
I try to
cool,
sell your house. but I appreciate you. You already know, man. You got my number, my info, because we family like that.
I told you, you inspired me, so you think I was playing. You probably was like, hey, Tone being silly like he always been. I'm like, nah, that's why I put it there a couple of times. like, if I'm joking, I'm not going to play out the same joke.
Don't start doing that.
So it's all good. But,
Oh,
no, you're not. Don't go crying on me. We're going to tell you, this is me and you. You ain't on Oprah. You ain't got to cry right now. It's all good.
Okay, sorry.
We'll save that for the video when I see you and we'll get somebody to videotape it on like some reality show or something. And we'll do that.
So,
and we'll both cry.
Don't give the people your information, man. I want people to really support you, man. You've been on the game too long.
The best thing to do is to go to tones.com. That's where everything is at. TONE-Z.com. That's where you find everything. That's where you can get to all the social network pages and get everything. Instead of giving you
all right, make sure.
Instead of saying each handle to one of my pages, just go to the website. That's it.
Make sure you follow my brother, man. He's been in the business way too long. So homage definitely to him.
No doubt. All
those that are out there, man, doing that thing, man. They just moving in silence and just making it happen, like Tone, man.
Mm-hmm.
Tone's not a bragger. He don't be on some, hey, look at me. He just do what he do.
Yep.
And continue to do it, and God blesses him for that. So definitely
yep.
a big salute to you. Don't think that I don't watch you, and I'm not proud of you.
See, you trying to make me? I gotta go, man. See, I just stopped you from putting the tears on. Now you trying to turn the faucet on me? Okay, my gangster just went right out the window. Oh man. I should have just called your personal phone for this one. Anyway,
well,
I will be talking to you,
you
soon
go,
and hopefully seeing
you
soon.
Go,
so.
Before you go, I got a song
What's
for
up?
You, though, all right? So you can get
you
more
a,
emotional.
Okay. You got a what for me?
Guess it's true, I'm not good at a one-night stand. But I still need love, cause I'm just a man. These nights never seem to go to plan. I don't want you to leave, will you hold my hand? Oh, won't you stay with me? Cause you're all self-control. Deep down I know this never works, but you can lay with me so it doesn't hurt. Oh, won't you stay with me? Cause you're all
checking. I don't know why you can't tune in. Today is a quick half an hour show, but shout out to you. Thank you for trying to reach out and trying to tune in. When you are inspired by some great purpose, some extraordinary project, all your thoughts break their bonds. Your mind transcends limitations. Your consciousness expands in every direction, and you find yourself in a new, great, and wonderful world. Dormant forces, faculties, and talents become alive, and you discover yourself to be a greater person by far than you ever dreamed yourself to be. Big shout out to Suma. Big shout out to all those that are making it happen. Big shout out to Tone for calling in. I appreciate everybody on the check-in. Thank you, and see you next week. Until then, stay blessed, man. Stay humble. Make sure to do things for others. Check out the website, lushradioonline.com, MLE2K.com. Follow us in all the social networks, man. We are the voice of the people. That's what we do, man. We speak for y'all. So thank you for calling in. Thank you for checking in. Thank you for giving me this opportunity to be able to, you know, step in your ear and step in your mind and maybe leave an imprint in your heart. Peace.